B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Good morning, party people. Welcome to your Thursday, also known as Snowpocalypse here in the Piedmont. Holy cow. I told producer Nicole I came in and turned the news on this morning and reporters are out at NCDOT's, you know, snow and salt shop where they're all the snowplow trucks are loading.
Okay, preparing for the biggin'.
I said, are they bringing umbrellas?
Because it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain, man. And I live in Waxhaw, like the Waxhaw Ballantyne area. Unless anything changes, sheeshka peeshka, don't expect too much.
It looks like 3 p.m. is when the snow starts mixing with the rain.
Right. And I mean, that's all just...
I thought it was just a trace of snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, granted, where we're going this weekend up to Avery and Watauga County to Beach Mountain for our 80s party, you guys are going to have some good snow. Nicole's all pumped up for the skiing. I know Lorenz pumped up that Cash is going sledding.
Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be good. But it's such a typical, like, Charlotte snowstorm. It you know... The cold air is coming, but the rain will be here first. And then how quickly does the cold air turn the rain to snow?
Right.
I mean, there's so many different layers. And there's something called like a warm nose, which means that it's cold.
Okay.
But just like a nose, like how you see how my nose is, Roy?
Right.
So this is a layer of warm air. So it's cold here, and then it goes warmer, like a warm nose. And then it goes colder again, but it's not cold enough to turn it back to snow. So the warm nose makes everything rain. And that's what happens a lot here.
Is that how the meteorologist explains it on television?
That's what Panovich said. He didn't use his nose. He used somebody else's. Pinocchio.
Okay.
So I guess I'll start my day in 30 seconds because it kind of has to do with this. You know, like Amanda's like, well, what? We got an email from Dean's teacher saying if they close school early, or if you don't want your kids to take the bus tomorrow, make sure you write a letter and send it, or a note and send it to with the student. And Amanda's like, do you want to go pick Dean up if it's snowing? I said, no, Dean can take the bus. like I love that parents feel like obligated, or they have to go get their children off the bus because they're gonna drive through the wet better than the bus driver.
Here's the problem, though, and I know this just because I took the bus in, middle school. Sometimes, like, you might live a mile away, but you're on the bus for, like, an hour and a half.
Maybe, but we're not going to have that today. I mean, I would be shocked.
No, on a normal day, you're on the bus for an hour and a half.
Instead, I got what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you want your kids home in case it got worse,
gotcha.
Even though you're only going a mile.
Yeah, there's an app now where I can track Dean's school bus.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And it's very Lorraine.
And it pings me when it comes into a certain radius. So you can set the radius. So when he comes into the front end of my development, it pings me.
You know to go outside and get him.
Yeah, I jump on my bike. I go meet him at the bus stop. But I'm like, no, he's supposed to go to the Y today because he does aftercare there.
Right.
You know, I'm expecting like a regular day today.
It should be. I thought it's like a tracing of snow. I just remember like, man, they put the chains on our school buses. And I'm not that old. Like, it wasn't that far ago.
Yeah.
But they put the chains on the school buses. And it seemed like in Roanoke, Virginia, the goo threshold was like 5 inches. Like, after 5 inches, that bus had a...
Yeah.
They're like, they then made some decisions.
Right. Yeah. And I know the Southerners don't love the Northerners coming down here and, you know, we know snow better than you. You don't know how to drive in it. So we try not to do that, but we also try and keep it real.
But you know what us Southerners do?
What?
We'll go do donuts in a parking lot and have a good old time.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's right. Get on my four-wheeler, rip up and down the street.
Yeah, I don't see you Yankees doing that.
And now, of course, like, see, here's the thing is, like, Brad Panovich was doing something really cool where he was changing the rain snow line by 25 miles. And 25 miles makes it, you know, rain in Ballantyne and Waxhaw, but you get 3 inches of snow in Huntersville. That's 25 miles between the two.
Yeah, that's not much.
No, so we are talking to people who will see snow, for sure. I'm just talking about my own personal you know, Waxhaw area. Anyway, what about you, Ren? What'd you do yesterday?
So I need help. And I'm sorry for talking about poo at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Here we go.
But I literally cannot get my kid to poop in the potty.
Okay.
And I don't...
Is he peeing in the potty?
Yes. But I don't know what to do about number two. Because it didn't happen once yesterday. It didn't happen twice yesterday. It happened three times. And it's like, if Cash disappears for more than a minute and a half into another room... You better run and grab him and stick him on the potty.
Your son made three poops yesterday?
Yeah.
What are you feeding that boy?
I don't know. That's what I said. I was like, and it wasn't like gross, I'm sick kind of thing either. It was just like anytime he disappeared for more than a minute and a half, it was like, where's Cash? Grab Cash. Grab it. It was like chaos in our house. And I'm like, I just don't know how to explain to him.
A code name for him.
Yep.
The brownie's loose. The brownie's loose.
But it was mass hysteria in our house three times yesterday with, like, I mean, trying to find him, yelling at each other, open the door, get the potty. Like, we're even trying to bring the potty to him now because he's just not making it to the bathroom. He's not trying.
Is he in regular underwear or is he in a diaper?
He's in regular underwear, which is the worst part because now I have to throw everything away because I don't have a utility sink in my house.
No, I get it, but they say, like, the kids, if you had them in a diaper still, they wouldn't mind pooping in a diaper, but, like, regular underwear they don't like. I also hear girls are a lot easier to train than boys. I haven't gotten there with Ruby yet, but...
I love the fact that he still wants privacy when he has to go poo, so he, like, goes and hides from Ebola.
No, it's true. Like, even if we get him on the potty and we're like, okay, this is where we go number two, he'll be like, okay, bye-bye, and, like, he'll kick us out of the room, which is fine. I don't mind that, but, like, now he's not even trying.
All right, where do you want people to send their help? To your Insta?
Yeah.
Now, which one? You have two.
I know. And you have one that you update way more than the other.
At KissLoren 951.
All right. If you have any advice on how to help a potty, a three-year-old is right? He's three. Yeah, three-year-old. He's trying to learn to potty train.
We're going number one. We're not hitting on any cylinders on number two.
All right. At KissLoren 951 on Insta. Drop her a DM. Maybe you can help her. What about you, dude? I heard it was chaos with you yesterday, too.
Traumatizing is the word I would use. Traumatizing. So many tears.
Oh.
We'll discuss later in the show. Yeah. But the one thing I do want to talk about is I didn't want to cook after such a bad day. So we went to Five Guys, the burger place. And if you've never been to Five Guys, it's kind of like an open kitchen where when you order, you can kind of watch them make your meal.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing there and I was really watching them. Because what else? I left my phone in the car. I had nothing else to do.
Hey, I did Shake Shack, so we were on the same wavelength.
Yeah, I'm watching him. And the guy looks over at me, and he goes, inspection? And I said, what? And he goes, you a health inspector? And I said, no. And then I sat there for a minute, and he continued working. And I was like, does he literally think I'm a health inspector, or is he just trying to make a comment that I'm being nosy? Like, I couldn't tell if this guy's being a smart A.
Yeah, I know.
Or if he genuinely thought I was a health inspector.
I don't know what to tell you. That's funny.
It is funny. It's one of those things that when they say it to you, you go, wait a second, what was that?
I don't know if you know this or not, Roy, but we got to take a quick break, and we will talk about what traumatized Roy and brought him to tears yesterday at 7 a.m. this morning. Can we talk about what we talked about yesterday at lunch, Loren? About your au pair and who's coming? No?
That's not
public yet?
No, it's not my story.
You told it at lunch.
To you and Nicole.
Oh, all right.
Well, it's her story when it's private.
You're right.
I think it's cool, and I was thinking about it yesterday, and I don't know. I have some thoughts on that, but I'll tell you off the air.
Write her a note.
Okay. I'll write you a note. But see, at least I asked you before I just went on the air with
her. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
We're growing as a show after 5 years of being together.
Well, we know it. It ticks us off.
It's Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1. Hang tight. A great show planned on a Thursday.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
So I found out yesterday we went to lunch, Roy, without you. We missed you. We had a quick lunch, and Loren mentioned in passing something that I thought was huge. I find this very interesting.
So there's, like, a lot going on in our life right now, obviously, with the baby coming, and we're about to go on vacation, and then when we get back...
And you're potty training.
And we're potty training, which is the hardest thing I've ever done as a parent. When we get back, we have, like, a week of calm, and then our au pair Elena's parents are coming to visit us from Italy.
How awesome is that?
Pretty funny.
We're so excited to have them, but they don't speak a lot of English, and we obviously don't speak of a lot of Italian, so I think I'm the most nervous about the language barrier.
What's your interaction with them so far, the parents?
We FaceTimed with them a couple times before Elena got here, and then if Elena's FaceTiming them, like, we'll jump on and say ciao and, you know, whatever.
Right.
And Elena's mom loves Cash.
Like, oh, okay.
She loves him.
That's awesome.
That's good. I was thinking maybe they get here and they're going to be really like, oh, so you're the one who took my daughter away from me.
Elena, you get in bag. I take you back to airport.
Get in bag.
But yeah, so, you know, and Elena's like, I don't know. I don't know if they should come, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Elena, you're not going to see them for 2 years. Like, yes, they should come.
I know Nicole was like, I bet you she really misses them. And Lorraine's like, well, she hasn't seen them in over a year now at this point. Now, where are they staying?
So they're going to stay a couple days at a hotel in Ballantyne. Then they're going to stay a couple days with us, like 3 days with us. They're going to be here for a week. So it's like 2 days at the hotel, 3 days with us, 3 days uptown.
And that's before the baby comes.
Yeah. That's in March.
Wow. You could have been hosting pregnant.
Are you having us over? Or are you keeping us away?
Oh, I don't know. You guys are a tough crowd.
Yeah, but we may break the awkwardness.
Yeah. I have things to say.
And how are you going to say them in your terrible Italian accent?
Hey, look at who it is.
You're going to come in and be like, hey, I'm Uncle Giuseppe. And I'm going to be like, no, this is Manny.
Everybody take it easy. Uncle Giuseppe here. I figured a pizza. You looking at a Domino pizza?
It's authentico. Domino's.
Authentico a pizza. They so want Hungry Howie. You know Hungry Howie?
Yeah, very hungry. He make a good pizza, though.
They want to do, like, all these
just staring at me.
Yeah, that's the greeting that you would get, for sure.
Staring at you.
All right, you look like a fun crowd, huh?
Oh, Lorraine, I'm dying over here.
And I'm going to be no help to you, either. I'll just let you sew yourself down the river. But they want to do all these, like, super American things. So, like they want to have a cookout one night at our house, like a barbecue.
Yeah,
you gotta have us over. Now, listen, Elena's coming up to Beach Mountain this weekend. Roy, I will work on her.
Listen.
I'll work on her to allow us to come meet the parents.
Let me tell you this. This is why you need to invite us. He doesn't get more American than talking to a Southerner. So you got to have me there.
Yes.
You get full-on American, you know.
Don't take this the wrong way, Manny, but I'm not worried about Roy.
Oh, that's even better. Don't invite Manny. Let's have some drama.
I'll come anyway. I'm going to bring it a pizza. He like a pepperoni on a pizza? I bet you like you want to have a cookout for them. I'm dying for them to make like chicken parm or something.
For them to cook?
Yeah. And bring it a wine.
I'm sure they will cook one night too, but like they want to go to a Hornets game.
Oh.
They want to do like just like American things. I don't know. And I'm
I
like,
want to watch The Godfather with them and ask them if it's pause it every 2 seconds. And be like, do you think that's real? Is that real? Is that real?
What kind of things, though, should I take them to do? Because I don't even know. I'm going to take them to Nelly's one night out in Belmont for Southern.
You know what, a Jonas Brothers? Who are your favorite Jonas? Anika? Oh, we just got word CMS is closing early. What time, producer Nicole? Pot you up so you can sit on this one.
Half days are like what?
They'll close 3 hours early today.
So that's what, noon? Is that what that is?
Yes, 4:11. I'm sure union's going to follow. Now my day is screwed. Now it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, good.
JU schools, it's a trace of snow. Just get the kids home.
I was on a roll with the whole Italian thing, and now I'm annoyed.
By the way, I mean, if the kids are only there for like 4 hours, is it even worth going?
No.
Right?
Okay, so let's just jump back real quick because we have another minute.
Take the Italian parents to the school system so they can see how that's ran. Maybe they'll learn something.
You wanted to see kids come home from school?
if anyone has any recommendations of like super American things for
that's
them
so
to do,
funny.
Just text the studio.
You want to see our school system? They close when it's just raining outside.
It's a snow. It just rained and it closed.
Elena thinks it's the funniest thing ever. She's like, it's crazy to me. I was like, it's just this part of the country. It's not like this everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so Nelly's is good. A Hornets game is good.
Yeah.
Maybe take them to, I don't know, like to one of the rooftop bars or something. I don't know. Are her parents younger or older?
I don't. They're older than Dallas, obviously, but not like.
Okay. It's like 60s.
They can still have fun.
Yeah, probably 50s, 60s. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they can still have fun. Ah, yeah. I'm excited to meet them.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm going to give them so many American flags.
Show up. We should American, go to the airport with a big American flag and a big Italian flag.
Dude, I'm going to give them an American blazer. That's I'm going to so give them a MAGA hat. They're going to get all set.
Oh, my God.
Who has a MAGA hat? You have a MAGA hat?
Well, you're going to have American socks.
Is their last name, you don't have to say it, is it hard to pronounce?
No.
Is it Rigatoni?
No.
Rigatoni? That's my apostle.
It's Italian. It's very Italian sounding, I'm sure, though.
No, it's
is
not
it
like.
Smith?
No, it's not Smith, but it's not like super Italian.
Okay. All right. All right, you guys, we'll keep you updated on this. This is a great, great new thing happening
by
here
the way,
in our world.
We just got word from Nicole in our ears that union's closing early.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? My phone's been going off. I bet you I got the text message.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's read here. Let's read the text message.
A parent getting the notification.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yep.
Union will operate on an early release schedule. All schools and offices will dismiss, and buses will run 3 hours early. All after school activities are canceled.
I bet your Y will be canceled too, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, here's a text, 617. Dean out early. You picking him up?
Here we are. We're trying to do an Italian thing and have all sorts of
fun. I'm having a blast. Nobody's listening because every parent in every school system is trying to figure out how to get their kids home.
Yeah. You're right. Everyone stopped listening to us thanks to the school system. Thank you for taking our ratings. We appreciate
it. We don't like you. What school is the system?
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're having so much fun because Lorenzo Pair, which is like a live-in nanny from a different country, their parents are coming to stay with Loren. They're from Italy, and they want an American experience. So we've been trying to give tips to Loren, and people are our radio families texting into the studio to give tips. Some of the tips I saw was take them to Walmart, which I think is the best idea. Like, that is America.
People watching. But do I do it at, like, 2 a.m.? Like, when, you know, because that's the best people watching.
You got to take them to Wally World, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some music, some Andre Bocelli.
Oh, some,
Yeah, you know.
I mean, D.C. would be a good place to take them, but they're coming to Charlotte.
Yeah. I need something drivable. We talked about maybe going down to Charleston for a night.
Barbecue joint. I think that's good.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they want to do a barbecue at the house, too.
Anything with mac and cheese. Hot dogs.
I like you picking them up in the car and just playing this automatically to make them feel at home.
I like the airport idea where we take like two big flags, like a USA flag and an Italian flag, and just chant USA as they get off the plane.
You know, yes. It's a soccer team. Like the Italian soccer team is arriving in Charlotte. All excited. I like that they're going to think that Elena's become too American. I don't even know you anymore.
Probably.
Are you going to McDonald's?
You got to take them to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. That's American.
Yeah, take them to the race up in Concord.
So I mentioned that, and Elena doesn't think her parents will want to do a race.
Mm. They don't have to run in it. No, I cannot do the race. No, Papa, it's just you're going to see where the cars race. Oh, I like it, a car race. Yeah, isn't Ferrari Italian?
Well, I think maybe, and this is just me, like, assuming, and I probably shouldn't do this, but they're probably like, NASCAR ain't crap compared to Formula One. Like, that's like their thing there. You know what I mean?
Are you certain that they're not confused?
What are you laughing about over there? You had a good laugh.
Are you sure they're not confused when you say race? Like, they think you're talking about taking them to, like, a racist thing? Like,
oh, my God.
Are you sure they understand it's stock car, not, you know?
They're like,
she wants to take us to the racist. I don't want to go to the racist.
Honey, Lorenzo's a racist.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's what she meant. I think she means a car. Oh, like a vroom vroom? Yeah, like a car. Oh, yeah, I like that very much. I go to that. I know racist, but I like it on race.
You got
to
be clear.
Holy cow, that is so funny. Oh, I've got to be involved in this trip.
Well, you guys are already helping me plan it. So.
Oh, dude, I'm going to make some red, white, and blue cupcakes.
Someone said if you go to Charleston, you got to hit up Bubba Gump's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else. I want to take people from Italy to a TV show or a movie.
Somebody said Asheville, the Biltmore.
That's which, good. Asheville's good American.
I thought going to Asheville would be like the play, and Elena thinks they'd want to see Charleston over Asheville.
If I were you, I'd drive them from the airport to the Biltmore and act like it's your house.
Come on in. Now everybody needs a ticket to get in.
We have wonderful things. It looks the same as in the picture.
That's funny.
We have way more property than we thought. All right, listen. We got a crazy call yesterday. Later in the show, you guys that are up this early and maybe turn off like around 7:30 might not have heard it. We were asking like if your best friend knew something that your partner didn't.
Yeah, and she went and said that my partner doesn't know that his kid isn't his kid. A shocking call. We have to share it with you. Coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If you head in to drop the kids off on a half day of school,
just stay in the parking lot. You gotta pick them up again soon.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Drop them off, do a loop, and then you'll be back in the line to pick them up.
Ellie just mess off.
And it counts as a day. That's why they're doing it. Yeah, CMS and Union. But anyway, honestly, if it does get bad, be safe out there. But a lot of you that listen this time of day might not hear when we take a phone call around 8:10 in the morning, and you might not know that we have a replay that you can go listen to the entire show without music and commercials, and it's uploaded daily.
Yes, it's called the MRL On Demand Podcast. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast. We do have a link for you to subscribe at kiss951.com. But yesterday, we got an unbelievable call. We were talking about how it's okay for your partner to not be your best friend. And someone said, not only are they not my best friend, but they don't know something very, very, very important.
Look, I love my husband, but he is not my best friend.
Okay.
How long have you guys been together?
10 years. And my real best friend knows way more than my husband does about me still.
What's some of the things, if you can share?
All right. Well, the biggest one is that, well, my husband and I have 2 kids, and the first one's not his.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. Now, my best friend knows this, but my husband sure as heck does not.
Now, did you cheat on him, or was it like I had 2 relationships on the cusp and I was just dating?
The timing.
Right.
Yeah. The timing didn't work out.
No, it was a cheating situation.
Oh.
But it was just a one-night stand with an ex, and I'm never going to see him again. He doesn't know. My husband is... he's the father of both of my kids, but...
Well, so here's why I'm kind of laughing inside is because I expected to go to Sheila and Valentine and she would be like, I one time got drunk and said that I took an Uber home, but really my best friend drove me. And my husband doesn't really like that best friend and would have been mad.
Right. This was like
huge. I mean, such a huge confession you just did. And it's not even our Confession Wednesday segment. It's
so when are you going to tell him?
Well, I do want to eventually. Most times I just put it out of my mind, you know, but... like, he's just not old enough right now. He's only, like, 4.
Not the husband, Roy. The boy. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh.
No, I was like, he's not old enough to know.
You know, he's 25. He's just
Stop,
not that
no,
mature.
It's not funny.
Okay. All right.
No, I think they both should know eventually.
Okay, Sheila. Okay.
But what do you think his reaction's going to be when you tell him? Like, do you think he's going to be, like, seriously hurt and, like, not want to be part of it?
It ain't good.
I mean, yeah, that's part of the fear.
Yeah, I would think he's going to say, I'm going to raise this child because I've known him all my life, but I don't want to be with a cheating housewife.
Right, what if he...
So you think I shouldn't tell him?
No, I'm not saying anything.
No, we're not giving you any advice on this. We're just playing devil's advocate.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, something I'm not going to confront for a while.
Okay, well, when you do, will you call us?
Sure.
All right, thanks, Sheila. And that was yesterday around 8:10, and we wanted to play it for you guys here on the early commute.
That's so crucial.
The call we got after, we took one more phone call right after that, and she goes, I don't even know if I want to say mine now.
Right.
She's like, I know that my best friend's husband isn't her first. And the husband thinks that he is her first. And we were like, yeah, there's not. That's what we were expecting.
Not. It's not your kid stories.
Right. Crazy things happen out there in Ballantyne. Crazy things happen out there in Ballantyne.
There's a cue.
I hit the button and it didn't work.
Well, you know. That's
buddy,
how it goes.
Chaos yesterday. And you used a different word to describe your Wednesday. What was it?
Traumatizing.
Hmm.
I was a wreck. I was in tears. And it all was for about 4 hours. And everything finally came back to normal. And I'll tell you what happened in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the Maine Roy on the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We all got a text message yesterday from Roy just around my nap time, 1 o'clock-ish, and it was like chaos.
It was.
I don't know how anything fit, what so explain, I guess.
So
the floor is yours.
Yesterday, after I had to go to a doctor's appointment, and when I get home, I got inside my home, and my dog didn't come up to greet me, which is really, really strange. She's always excited and can't like contain her excitement whenever I'm home. So I immediately went through the house thinking maybe she was locked up in a room, and I opened up every door, every closet, and my dog is not there. Gone. And I know she was there because we have cameras in the house, and before my boyfriend Sterling left, I saw her in her her little cage area. So I noticed she was in the house at some point. Now she's gone. And I lost it because my dog's missing. And we had a housekeeper come in that yesterday morning. And so I immediately assumed that she got out of the house. Immediately assumed. Mm-hmm. So I am panicking. I'm running through the neighborhood, screaming her name, trying to find her. Can't find her anywhere. I'm going through people's backyards. My neighbors, by the way, who I've never met, I'm now in their backyard.
I now know everybody.
We know everyone now. I call Sterling. I can't get a hold of him. I'm calling his coworkers. I'm crying. I can't find Callie.
Did you think when you were calling Sterling that he would know where she was, or maybe he took her?
No, I knew he didn't take her because I saw her in the cage when he left.
Okay, so you just know she's missing and I needed him home.
I needed him to come home.
So I thought when I originally read your text message, I thought maybe like one of your cleaning ladies was taking things out to her car and left the door open and then realized Callie was gone and called you. So the cleaning,
no one called me. In fact, I called the cleaning company and they said, no, the dog's in the house. They left and the dog was in the house. So which made this even more of a mystery. And so at this point, I'm like in the crawl space. I'm taking out things out the shed. I'm now destroying my now clean home. Closets are being emptied.
And
couches are being flipped.
Nothing motivates Roy to this point of what you're doing. Running up and down neighbors' yards, under crawl spaces, cleaning out.
And let me tell you, yesterday I didn't wear a belt. And so I'm like every 3 feet, my pants are nearly falling. And I'm running through my neighborhood like a madman trying to pull up my pants.
Can you?
Screaming.
Is your security system one that you can go back and watch?
So then, you know, I would try to, while I'm running around screaming, look at my phone camera, on my phone, trying to look at the camera to see if I can see a time that she got out of the house and which way she went. And I can't really see it. I'm not very distracted. And so Sterling comes home. He's helping. He's screaming. I call the owner of the company that cleaned my home.
Mm-hmm.
She's at my house. And I told her she better start looking for my dog. Because clearly, my dog was safe until your maids came.
Your dog didn't open the front door and walk out himself.
Did you think to call Nicole at all?
Nicole?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
She's kind of closer to you and she'd be all in.
I was panicking.
Okay.
I mean, I thought there was a period where I called my mom because I drove to the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department where they keep the dogs. And I called her and I was like, I'm pretty sure my dog's dead.
Oh,
there's no way that I know Callie and she's afraid of loud noises. She's afraid of everything. She's not a survivor out in the wild.
She's skittish.
She's very skittish. She would hide
easily to run across a road or across a street without any care about the car. Like,
she's not a darter, you know, but if she's scared, I could easily see where she would hide and then never come out, and then, because it's freezing cold, not survive.
What a terrible feeling, though, to think at any point that your dog is dead. You have no answers. Oh, that's terrible,
bud. On the phone with my mom crying, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to hold, I'm never going to see her again. And I got to say that the community, my neighborhood community, pulled together. And
the community you weren't a part of until yesterday.
That's
what neighbors are, though, man.
I'm standing in line at the CMPD. Waiting, I'm like a freaking number, waiting to spill my heart out to say, hey, can we go look for these dogs? And I could think to myself, you know what? Let me text the people from the North Mech Animal Rescue. And as soon as I'm about to text them, I get a phone call from North Mech Animal Rescue, like literally at the same time.
Because she's collared, tagged.
Tagged, and it's in North Mech. And my heart drops because I'm like, there's no way they would call me unless they had my dog. And so it all happened at the same time, too. And while that phone's ringing, I see Sterling's text message pop up saying, I found her.
Oh.
And so I answer the phone, and she said, hey, someone found your dog, took her to the animal hospital. We went to go pick her up. And then I'm then finding all these text messages from Sterling on the Nextdoor app of all my neighbors posting photos of this one woman named Hope who posted a photo of my dog. And then all my neighbors underneath them like, hey, I know the dog owner. I know who owns that dog. They're out in the neighborhood screaming like a bunch of mad, crazy men.
It's amazing. That's awesome. That's what it's about, man.
And so I went to go pick up Callie, and she looks like she left. She hadn't been on her own since like 8 o'clock that morning.
Aww.
She looks tattered.
You would have thought this dog was in the wild for months.
Oh, no.
Callie. Mud all over her hair is messed up. She's a short-haired dog, and somehow it's messed up and meshed weird. I mean, it looked like she was a wild animal.
So do you know how far she went from your house?
I don't know what she did all morning. I know that I got to shout her out. Her name's Hope. And Hope saw her run across Central Avenue, Raton Plaza, maybe like 3 blocks from my house. Maybe 2 blocks from my house. Not far at all. But she went across a 4-lane major intersection, and she almost got hit by an F-150.
Aww.
And so they pulled a Nicole and went to like stop traffic and to go get my dog, and finally lured my dog into her car at a check and a cash place.
And that's not easy.
No. Well, because she's scared. If you're in a car, she's scared of your car.
Right.
Callie's friendly, though.
She's friendly once you're out and you're near her, but she's afraid of vehicles.
Ugh.
And so they took her to the hospital to make sure she's okay.
They took her to the hospital and not just right to the...
Not to the shelter. They took her to...
Oh, amazing. Wow.
I know. And so I'm calling. I'm on the phone with Hope, and I'm like, can I have her address? Can I send you something? Like, literally 20 minutes ago, I thought my dog's dead, and I'll never see her again, and you gave me my dog back. Like, and I'm crying. I was a total mess. And I don't have her address. I just know her name, and I'm so thankful that out of everyone who passed my dog yesterday, who my dog, by the way, was wild for hours on end, just out in the neighborhoods, she stopped and took care of my dog.
And that's why in 10 minutes from now, Roy's got a little song for Hope that he's going to sing her live on the radio.
Buddy,
this is the only way I can thank you, Hope.
Do you see why it's so important to know your neighbors now?
I do. Well, with the one neighbor, I still have a language barrier, so but they were able to pick up dog, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, no dog. But the other one, Wayne, right across the street, he was really nice. And he's like, yeah, you know, I think I saw your dog was on Nextdoor app. And I didn't even know there was a dog section on Nextdoor app.
What a great feel-good story to a great ending. Do we know, like, did she just walk? Because you got a fence backyard.
Yeah, so what it appears to, you know, it's one of those things, you know, they say, like, when an airplane crashes, it's not one thing that goes wrong. It's, like, 10 things.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of those things.
Perfect storm.
Callie didn't have her leash on, her collar on, because typically we only put her collar on when she goes outside. And then on top of that, instead of the maids loading everything up on the side door where I have the camera, they loaded all the equipment through the front door where I don't have my camera hooked up. I can see the front yard, but not the door. And so we missed the shot of her leaving in that time at 8 a.m. when they were loading in. I don't know why they decided to use a different door yesterday, but that day. And the other thing, and I said it before on the show earlier, my dog doesn't dart. So they also must have let the door open for a good period, because she wandered out.
Right.
You know.
240 says, Roy, I'm crying. I'm so happy she's okay. This is making me cry. I'm glad she was found. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people are in tears. You're making people feel emotional.
I was in tears, man.
I'm so happy. We all are.
I called Sterling, and I'm in tears. And it had to have been scary for him. And the first things out of my mouth is, something bad's happened. And he goes, are you okay? And I'm like, Callie's not here. I don't know where she is. She's not here.
Yeah.
And so now my house is a mess, and now I need a new housekeeper because I fired them last night.
I was going to say, where are the bodies buried?
Yeah, they're not. And I'm so upset with them because I called the owner to fire her, and she thanks me for letting her know. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. That's the word you use. Not thanking
right.
me.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. But what? So last night, did you and Sterling just like sleep and be sandwich her? Callie?
Yeah, not the maid, Callie. She slept right in the bed. Yeah, we had her all so. Night.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Just joining us, Roy just told us a really emotional story about his dog Callie going missing yesterday for a couple hours, and he thought the worst. And a lot of people are saying how happy they are that you found Callie, how emotional the story was. I'm in tears. I'm so glad Callie is okay. This is making me cry. I'm glad she's found.
Thank you for the kind words.
Roy, I'm crying happy tears. And then we got this text from 803 that says, it makes me so happy to hear a good story about an animal today, as this is the one-year anniversary that I had to put my hedgehog down.
Oh, that's sad.
Aw. I didn't even know you could have hedgehogs as pets.
I know.
I'm not even sure if I know what a hedgehog is if I saw it.
It's a heck of a game, I thought. Sonic Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah. So he must be blue.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so. We're sorry to hear that. But we do need to switch gears and play Can't Be Lorraine.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Melissa, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey, you are playing Can't Be Lorraine today.
All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
All right, let's see how you do. I'm going.
Lorraine's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
We got the questions right here, Melissa, in Lincolnton. Let's see how you do. The this Canadian R&B singer who formerly dated Selena Gomez, but isn't Justin Bieber, recently announced his upcoming album. Who would that be?
Ed Sheeran?
Question two. Gwen Stefani recently canceled her Las Vegas show due to overexhaustion. What band was she part of?
Oh.
Gwen Stefani got her start in what band? Three, two,
I don't know.
One. Okay. Question three. Millie Bobby Brown celebrated her 16th birthday yesterday. What Netflix original sci-fi show does she star in?
I have no idea.
All right. We'll try and get one. Here we go. Let's see. What When the Party's Over singer admitted in a new interview that she had to stop reading Instagram comments because they were ruining her life? Her first name is Billy.
Billy Ellis?
All right. We'll take it. Question five. All right. Scarlett Johansson says her boyfriend is contemplating leaving Saturday Night Live. He hosts the news segment on Saturday Night Live. Do you know his name?
I have no idea.
Come on in, Lorraine. Poor thing. You didn't even beat her. The questions beat her.
She got one correct.
Oh, no, Melissa.
Sorry.
Okay, Melissa, let's see how Lorraine does. Let's sit back and watch. This Canadian R&B singer who formerly dated Selena Gomez but isn't Justin Bieber recently announced his upcoming album. Who is that?
The Weeknd.
That 1-0.
Yes.
You said Ed Sheeran.
That's a hard one.
All right. Gwen Stefani recently canceled her Vegas show due to overexhaustion. What band was she a part of?
No Doubt.
That is correct. No answer from Melissa. It's 2-0.
Millie Bobby Brown celebrated her 16th birthday yesterday. What Netflix original sci-fi show does she star in?
Stranger Things.
That is correct. No idea from Melissa. It's 3-0.
What When the Party's Over singer admitted in a new interview that she had to stop reading Insta because comments were, quote, ruining her life? Her first name is Billy. I'll give you the same.
Billy Eilish.
Yeah, there you go. She got that one right.
It's 4-1.
Scarlett Johansson says her boyfriend is contemplating leaving Saturday Night Live. He does the news segment on that show. His name is?
Colin Jost.
Yeah, it's Jost.
Jost.
Take it.
Yeah.
She didn't get it right.
Yeah. So, all right, well, it's really not Joyce either. I'm going to say it's 4-1.
Okay, that's fine.
There you go.
All right. Melissa, I'm so sorry. Those questions, they were hard today.
I know, but I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Melissa.
Play along tomorrow in the car. It'll be easier for you when you're not on the phone with us. Trust us. That's what we hear.
Questions today.
Yeah, I know. It usually is.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. Don't go anywhere, Melissa, because we got a brand new War of the Roses coming, and it has to do with a breast enhancement and an obnoxious woman.
There's a bunch of yelling, and it's not between the people that are in the relationship. It's between us and the cheater. You have to hear this. It's an unbelievable War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Alex, you sent us an email saying that you wanted to check up on your girlfriend, Lindsay.
Yeah, so right before Christmas, she had surgery. She got a breast augmentation. And she's kind of been like ghost to me. We don't talk as much since surgery. We've only moved furniture like one or two times.
Okay.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So, Alex,
maybe she's uncomfortable after the surgery.
Yeah, it might like be painful or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, there's more to it than that. Though. Like, she doesn't text me. She's always going out with her girlfriend. She doesn't stay over anymore. I mean, it's not just the moving furniture. There's a lot going on there.
Have you guys talked about, like, maybe she's just not that into the relationship anymore?
Well, I hope that's not the case, but, like, you know, it's hard to talk to somebody who won't text you or hang out, you know. Something's definitely amiss.
And I may have missed it. How long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating 2 years.
2 years, okay. That's
a good amount of time. All right, We'll call her up and see if we can lure her out with a romantic weekend for two.
All right, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Lindsay, please.
This is she.
Hi.
Can you ask who's calling?
Yeah. My name is Kara. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company.
No, I'm not on your calling list. Thank you, though.
Oh, I'm not calling to sell you anything. I'm actually calling with some good news. We did a giveaway on Instagram for a romantic weekend for two, and I have your name and number here as the winner of that contest.
Oh, how did you get my information? My Instagram is private.
One of your friends actually tagged you in our post, so we contacted them.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. What's the damage?
No damage. It's actually a romantic weekend for two up in the mountains. It's
what mountain, Big Bear?
It's actually a cabin up at Beach Mountain. So it's just a short drive away, but it is for you and another person. It comes with champagne and some chocolate-covered strawberries for the weekend, and the only thing I need from you, I need to know who you'd like to share that package with, and then we'll call them next and let them know that you are, in fact, sharing it with them.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, I want to share it with Kevin. Just tell him he's been a real bright light in my life. I really needed that. And it's just been a pleasure spending time with him. And I look forward to, you know, continuing it and kind of growing our connection.
Okay.
How about you tell him about me, Lindsay?
Alex? What is this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What is this?
Yeah, like, so, okay.
Oh, my God.
Lindsay, that is Alex. You're able to pick up on his voice immediately.
He heard everything.
He did hear everything.
Okay.
You're cheating. I mean, and by the way, this is the Manny Roy on the Rent show. No. Yes, yes, yes. This is the Manny Roy on the Rent show.
No, first of all, sir, please, you don't get to speak. Let me speak to Alex at this point. Because you already called it enough lies, so you have no audacity to accuse me of anything.
I'm not lying about anything. I'm here to tell you that you're on the radio right now with War of the Roses. Okay, so as long as you're on the radio,
Alex,
you're going to listen to me.
Between me and Alex.
Well, hey, you know what? Alex asked for us to help, Lindsay. He asked us to help.
So are you helping by talking over me, or should I just talk to him?
I'm talking. You're the one who can't stop.
Wow.
So maybe if you stop talking, you can let me at least address who we are. It's the Manny Roy and the Wrench Show, Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses where we catch cheaters, and you're one of them.
Okay, thank you for that wonderful rendition. Obviously, I'm not a cheater, so let me speak to Alex. Alex,
Think it's very obvious.
Okay, so let me explain it to you. Do you want me to, like, call you or just want me to talk to you on the radio?
So, no, tell
me. You've chosen to go this route, so let me go ahead and tell you. I understand how you're feeling. I was honestly going to have a conversation with you. He and I haven't actually, like, done anything yet, but it's just been a friendship, and I just want to continue to explore that. I'm genuinely really sorry that this is the way you found out about that. I genuinely wanted to talk to you. You've kind of been avoiding me. I don't know if you had a feeling, because you know you're very intuitive, so I know you had probably a gut feeling about it.
Ask me. It's a blessing that you're not going away with her. I mean, honestly...
Well, okay, it says the guy who's calling on radio shows to get big flowers. Okay, so I actually have something to do.
I've only got to see him like twice.
So, Alex, if you want
why are you so obnoxious, Lindsay?
Gotta go. Bye.
Oh, my God. Wow. What the?
What just happened?
You are blessed with that, with the fact that she's out of your life. Are you serious? New boobs or not?
You dealt with that for 2 years, yo.
Is that how she is? Just talks on top of you every second?
Yeah, especially since the surgery, like, she's just changed a lot. Like, her whole attitude, everything, demeanor. You saved me. I dodged the bullet there.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Love that song. If you're in the car at this time, chances are you're going to hear it. Here and they tell us that we're nuts. But I know we're not. All the hits, Kiss 95.1 is the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. I'm telling you, it plays 8:03 every Wednesday or Thursday.
It does.
And we say, because we don't pick the songs, we don't pick the pattern of the songs, we just come in and the computer plays it. And when we told them, Nicole, what'd they say?
They said we are hyper-focusing on that one song. And let me tell you, for, like, I notice things like that when it comes to music, like, often. So it's not uncommon for our people to get an email from me saying, like, hey, especially in, like, the 5 o'clock hour, like, hey, this song's played. But no, we're hyper-focusing on it.
If you want to email the bosses, do it and tell them that song plays. But don't tell them you heard it from us. No. Just like randomly. Just be like, hey, just wondering.
Just an observation.
Like, yeah. Why does MRL always play that song at that time?
And the song's old.
That's why it sticks out for me. I love it. And every time I hear it, I'm like, I love this song. But that's what, you know, like we play Lizzo a lot. The idea is that we play the hits.
Yeah, whatever people want to hear, we play it over and over and over and over.
Until you don't want to hear it.
Right.
That's what we do.
And that's the same thing for War of the Roses. Holy cow. How did this thing go down? Listen to this between Lindsay and Alex. Lindsay got a breast enhancement, breast augmentation, whatever you want to say. And he said that she's been different since Christmas, distant, not hooking up. And he thinks she's cheating, so she does send him to a guy named Kevin. A weekend vacation goes to Kevin, and listen to Roy and her go back and forth.
Okay.
You're cheating. I mean, and by the way, this is the Manny Roy and the Wrench Show. Yes, yes, yes. This is the Manny Roy and the Wrench Show.
No, first of all, sir, please, you don't get to speak. Let me speak to Alex at this point, because you already called it enough lies, so you have no audacity to accuse me of anything.
I'm not lying about anything. I'm here to tell you that you're on the radio right now with War of the Roses. So as long as you're on the radio, you're going to listen to me.
Between me and Alex.
Well, hey, you know what? Alex asked for us to help, Lindsay. He asked us to help.
So are you helping by talking over me, or should I just pop the head?
She was a pill, huh?
So many people are texting in about Roy. Roy, you're my hero. There's just so many.
I know. It's hard to keep up with all of them. Listen, I have no issues putting people in their place when they need to be put there. Outside that, I'm like the fun-loving guy. Let's all hang out and have a good time.
I think people appreciate when somebody that deserves to be put in their place is put in their place.
Yeah. 864 sends a text message that says they were yelling at the radio at the same time as Roy. let's see. Hey, Brooke and Chesney.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. I'm like in tears over here. Roy, you are such a diva today. You listen to me. I'm the one that called you, and I'm the one on the radio.
It's my show, dang it.
Oh, my God.
No kidding, Brooke. That's why I said, like, Roy did a great job of trying to get her to stop talking. But I was like, dude, you're blessed that you're not going on that weekend trip.
Oh, man. I wanted to punch her myself. I'm like, dang, shut up. You're so annoying. That voice was like nails on a chalkboard.
I know.
I could just puke from the south. Okay, listen here, heifer.
Oh, my gosh.
You are just so annoying. Oh, my God.
Totally.
That is so lucky.
Well, Brooke, thank you so much for calling in over in Chesney. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
We did want to ask people, and we don't have calls on it right now, but I would love to get some calls on what changed that led you to think you were being cheated on. I mean, Lorraine, if you weren't married, put yourself in a position where if the guy you were dating all of a sudden got a new look, maybe changed his outfits and started dressing differently, and on top of that, you guys stopped moving furniture and their schedules changed and they started ghosting you, right? I mean,
I think the writing's on the wall.
You can call the studio, 704-570-9595.
Someone texted in 980, said Roy Savage. Here's another one that said, Roy, you're awesome. That girl has issues. That's Kendra from Morganton.
Oh, thank you.
And then other people want to know if Alex was the one that paid for the breast enhancement.
Yeah, did he? I don't remember.
He didn't say. Feel like if he did, he would have thrown that in there.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. Jump on the phones and tell us, like, what else could it be in a relationship that changed that would make you think, maybe they're cheating? Because you hear it, and we hear it a lot on War of the Roses. You know, we hear like, oh, all of a sudden he went to work a little later. His hours changed.
Mm-hmm. He keeps going to the gym, but he's not losing weight.
Hello?
The story of my life. I must be a big old cheater.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we are running a little behind. We're going to give you your Backstreet Boys tickets coming up here in like 2-3 minutes. Don't go anywhere if you want to see the Backstreet Boys live in concert.
Good morning, Anonymous in Lincolnton.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Roy.
Well, we were talking about the signs that you pick up on. The signs that you think, something's off here. They may be cheating.
So my now ex-boyfriend actually started working out a lot, trying to get into better shape. And I thought it was great. And then he kind of went a little ghost on me, stopped hanging out, wouldn't text me as much, wouldn't come hang out. And then he came into some money and bought me a designer purse. And then a week later, he had a new girlfriend.
But Lauren, she got the designer purse.
I know. I was like, why did he buy you the purse? Was it like a parting gift?
I don't know. And I thought the same thing. I was like, why would you buy me this if you were just going to leave?
I'm leaving you. But before I go, get a look at this.
Right.
This designer purse is worth $900. It has very strange, man.
Yes, it was.
It's common, though, and the reason why we brought this up, thanks, Anonymous, if you're just joining us, is because War of the Roses, which you can listen to on the Kiss 95.1 app, go back and listen to today's War of the Roses on the MRL On Demand. But here's the thing. She got a breast augmentation, and after that, Alex started realizing that Lindsay was acting different and became more suspicious. So that was his jump point. What was yours?
Mike in Mooresville.
Oh, hey. Gosh, I forgot I was on hold.
Yeah, you're on, Mike.
He's like, I'm enjoying the show.
Sorry about that. I was listening in. I was just going to comment that, you know, a few years back, I've been married for a while, but my wife got a new job, and she doesn't listen to the show, so I'm not going to get in trouble with it. But she started hanging out with colleagues and going out after work, and it just got a little out of hand. And I got a little resourceful and started looking, figured out her password on her Facebook and found out some things. She wasn't cheating, but, you know, it was really all in my head. I didn't find anything. But I just wanted to say it's nice. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. The War of the Roses thing is cool. But it's nice when the genders change. Like today, it was the guy.
Yeah, you know, that's
flip-flop. Usually it's the girl that catches the guy. And by the way, you were lying your butt off. That was great, though.
about the trip to the mountains and stuff. So,
Lauren's good at that.
Roy with the jabs and the left hook and the knockout punch. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was. It's like, man. Thanks, man. I
Roy's
appreciate
the MVP.
It.
I'm sorry. Another note. I texted in and told you that I was from Roanoke.
Oh.
I know we don't have time to talk about that, but I'm a Roanoke man. You know, one day maybe we can meet and talk about
it. I love that, Mike. It's nice. The 540, the Star City people are coming together here in the Queen City. The Star City to the Queen City.
Is that what Roanoke is? Is it the Star City?
Yeah. Because we literally have, and I'm not kidding, a gigantic, it has to be 100-foot tall LED lit up star on the side of a mountain. It is the most obnoxious thing. You drive around the city and you look up at the mountains, it's a massive star glowing.
Just for no reason.
It's our tourist attraction. So people go up and go look at this light up star. It's massive. And so therefore, we are the Star City.
Hey, Irv. I got an idea for Roanoke to make it a little bit of a better travel location. Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, okay, thank you, Irv. See, I know it's only 1962. I just got back from California. They got themselves a big old sign on the side of a mountain. It says Hollywood.
Ooh, Hollywood.
Or maybe it was Hollywood. I can't doggone remember.
Well,
but
what should we do? We
put
just got
something on the side of the doggone mountain.
Okay. All right, I thought the railroad thing was going to boom, but we'll just go with the star.
Go take that star from your mama house and put it on the side of the mountain.
Get us a.
It's kind of what happened. That's not far from it.
All right, we promised Backstreet Boys tickets at 8:20. We're a little late, but we still love you. We want to give you tickets right now to caller number 9 to go to the September 22nd show at the PNC Music Pavilion.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, we are the Maney, Roy, and the Rand Morning Show. We do want to say congratulations to Kendra of Morganton. She's the big winner for the Backstreet Boys tickets.
Awesome. Congratulations, Kendra. We'll do it tomorrow. We're going to play a game, Can the Interns Do It?
That's fun.
Speaking of interns, by the way, we're going to tell you here in less than 10 minutes what this means. That means something to one of our interns, and we'll explain. Did anybody watch the debates last night?
No. I didn't. I don't get involved until it's, like, only two or three that's left. Like, when I can actually keep up with it.
When, like, the Democrats and the Republicans debate. Like, when the two candidates debate. Yeah, right now it's just the party debate.
Right.
But the big thing for me was, because I grew up in New Jersey, you know, and I know a lot of people that live and work in New York City, was that Bloomberg was coming. Bloomberg's had the commercials, but he hasn't been on any of the debates. And we're not going to play any audio because we're just not going to go down that road. But, dude,
what?
I told Amanda and her mom is in town. We sat down and I said, let's watch and see what Bloomberg has to say here. He spent a ton of money on, you know, his commercials, and he wants to take down Trump. Within the first 3 minutes, you could tell it was every single person on that stage against Bloomberg.
Because he's the big threat.
Dude, I mean, they tore him up. And by the way, I crashed out at about 9:45, and I haven't really read this morning. But unless things changed, I think he was, like, basically thrown off the stage.
It's always fascinating, this part of the process, because they're on the same team.
Yeah, I know.
Could you tell that he, like, I didn't watch, so I don't know the answer to this question, but, like, did he seem defeated when everyone started ganging up on him?
At one point, I thought he was just going to walk off and just be like, it was nice, watch my commercials. I'm gone.
I'll win it that way.
I mean, they went after him for inappropriate comments made to female staffers.
Whoa.
And he said, I admit I have done that.
Whoa.
But in a joke, that might have been tasteless.
Okay.
You know, something like that. Well, they feast on that. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Mayor Pete, they all feast on that. And then they also were big on, they were all over him for the stop and frisk, because he did that in New York City. Where
I don't know about
officers
that.
Had the right to stop and frisk anyone at any time because crime was so bad. There were 650 murders, he said. And then with the stop and frisk policy that the mayor agreed to do, and he said, he claimed that other cities across the country are doing it, so he took that model. Mostly minorities and African Americans were stopped and frisked. And you can imagine they went to town on that.
Yeah.
And he's like, getting hot under the collar. But it got me thinking about the time that I worked in Memphis, and the owner of my company, Dr. Flynn, ran for Congress every 4 years. He wanted to become a congressman. And so we were asked as employees of the radio station to go and work in his campaign center.
What? Wait. Were you like the chief of staff to a politician at some point?
I was his speechwriter.
No, I'm joking. Paid for this, or did you?
Did
was
get
it like
paid for it?
Like,
no.
Were you volunteering extra time, or were you getting paid like office hours to be there?
It was. Is there such thing as forceful volunteering? Because that's what it was. It was forceful volunteering.
What'd you do? Like canvas neighborhoods? Or?
No. So we went. He had like he bought a store or rented a store in a strip mall, and it was like Flynn for Congress, 2010, and I had just gotten to Memphis and just took the job, and my boss was like, hey, something that you're going to be asked to do, and it's wise if you do it, because he's the owner.
Wow.
And so he was super Republican, older, white, conservative guy, okay. And his son was on the Memphis City Council, and he was the opposite.
His son was Democratic.
And
his dad was, Republican.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And so he didn't show up, but all the employees from the radio station, I was like, do we need to do this? And Kennedy, who I was working with at the time, is now in Boston working. She's like, yeah, we have to just go up there. And what they'll do is they'll make you make some phone calls, but you really don't dial out.
What do you mean?
But
you
at
really
least you
dial?
Show Dr. Flynn that you supported him. And he doesn't see party lines. He sees you as like, you either support me as I do your paycheck or you don't.
You're either with me or against
me. Kind of, but he... It was just, he's a really, really nice guy. He really is.
Did he ever make it into Congress?
No, he lost, but I went up there.
Probably because you weren't really dialing out.
Right.
I made one or two phone calls, and I called somebody, and it was like Roy from the Census Bureau. The person has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Johnson? I see here that you are a registered Republican. Do you think you're going to vote for Dr. Flynn for, hello? Hello.
And they hang up.
Yeah, and I'm like,
we had, I'm sorry, Lorraine, but we had someone come to our doorstep and knock on the door for some guy who's running for Congress, I think, named Tom. There's some guy named Tom.
Tillis?
No, he's running for president named Tom. And she's trying to convince you to, vote for him. And meanwhile, I'm like, you're going to door to door. She goes, yeah, in this neighborhood, you're going door to door. You might want to pick your neighborhood. Like, I don't know if I'd go door to door in some parts of town.
If you live in a good high traffic location, Roy Boy, they might ask to put stakes, the little billboards up on your yard.
Do you get paid for that?
No.
Oh, because let me tell you something. If you want to give me money to put a sign in my yard, I will vote.
Oh, that's funny.
It can be bought.
Yeah. Anyway, last night's debate was funny. Then it got me thinking about the time. Like, I wonder if I could be like on somebody's political team, be part of their campaign. And because I like to talk to people and I could, producer Nicole. Yesterday, you just told me at lunch I can go talk to anybody. I could do that.
I could see Loren doing it.
I don't know. Well, you are kind of persuasive, but you have to know what you're talking about.
See, I was going to say when you said that you were calling people, maybe you called like one or two people, like, don't even lie. You know you were prank calling people with like stupid names.
Oh, yeah.
Like you were calling a bar on The Simpsons.
Changing his character every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Maybe I should go do that. That is actually really funny. I could do my Cowboy Roy character.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, y'all, how you doing? You looking to vote? The big day is coming up.
See, I like when you call on behalf. So I had a call on behalf of Dr. Flynn, but I liked my name to rhyme with it. Like, hi, this is Mike Bilpin calling for Dr. Flynn. And you just don't even acknowledge it. Yeah, just so stupid. All right, let's move on. Let's find out why this means something to one of our interns. We'll get into it just around 8:50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We have this new horn, Loren.
There it is.
I heard you guys playing with this.
Do you know what it is?
I have an idea. I overheard something in the office the other day, and I have an idea what it's for.
It's supposed to summon someone, and he's not moving, so I'm going to do it again. All right, now he's running. just like a wolf, he's running through the night.
Is this to beckon our intern?
Yes! It is!
There he is, intern Nick. Welcome to the studio. You heard the Viking horn.
Yes, twice.
Yes, three times now.
I'm playing again. Three times.
One means casually walk. Two means dart. Three means why are you not here?
I didn't get if you were going to play it first and like, oh, okay, now we got to play it again. So I didn't know the
That's
whole.
That's fine. We're still learning the rules.
Don't ever let us forewarn you.
Okay. Write that down right now.
At minimum
four
two.
Four horns mean you go back.
Yeah. Just stay there. Don't come back.
So, Loren, you're probably wondering with everyone else, why are we playing a Viking horn for Nick? Clearly he's not a Viking.
Yeah, no. I did hear something about Vikings over conversation, though.
Let me tell you, this guy's wearing a Viking ring.
Yes.
And so you're obsessed with Vikings?
One of the many things, yes. So, big fan, like Norse mythology, stuff like that.
Game of Thrones?
Haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, see, that's so cool because Game of Thrones is like, you know.
Isn't that a Viking show?
Yeah, but it's like too mainstream for real Vikings.
But there's an actual show called Vikings. Oh. I want to say it's on the History Channel. I could be wrong.
Is that why you have a beard? Because you want to be a Viking?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just wanted to grow it out.
Because now that I know, because before I thought you looked like Abe Lincoln, but now that I know you like Vikings,
yes.
Now you look like a Viking to me.
Thank you, yes.
He's got a real Norseman look.
Yes.
He does.
So where did your obsession with Vikings come from?
Did you get lost in the woods?
Yeah, no. As a kid... Just growing up, I don't know. It just randomly, I watched like a TV show or.
And you just saw them?
Just saw them.
On a boat or just living life?
I think it was just a cartoon I used to watch. And then I think I just wanted to know more about it.
Let me tell you, I see Vikings and it's the worst thing.
Why?
I would never survive.
Aren't they supposed to be like barbaric?
They eat meat on the bone. That freaks me out.
Yeah, they were raiders. They would,
pillage.
Yeah.
Where is a Viking, like a Norway thing? Is it an Iceland thing?
So they came from what is now Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, which is, or some call it Scandinavia.
Okay.
So that's kind of where they started, and then they kind of just branched out.
Now, there was a very famous Viking I learned about in school named Eric the Red.
Yeah.
You familiar with him?
Sounds familiar.
He had red hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was famous? It was the only ginger Viking they had?
He was also on a very popular TV show back in the 1200s called Viking, Bachelor Viking. So the Viking thing, like, you have the ring. The next logical question then, Roy and Loren, is does intern Nick have a sword as well? Some sort of a Viking sword?
Oh, you sure do.
Or some sort of a battle axe?
Not yet.
No.
I mean, I have a sword. It's a katana, but it's not a Viking sword.
That's a Japanese.
Yeah, but I also like Japanese as well. Japanese, Chinese.
How far does your love for Vikings go?
You got a big fur coat?
Not yet. I can go get one. I can complete the set.
Don't you want to see him in a fur coat eating like a chicken leg?
Oh, yeah.
Turkey leg?
Yeah, turkey leg. Falling out of his mouth.
Yeah.
We should bring this to the village.
Give me a shield and axe.
Did you ever go to the... where? Why can't I think of the name? Where do we go in October? Up in...
Oh, Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
You love that?
I've been there once in fifth grade, and I've been really wanting to go back. It's just...
Dude,
usually,
that should be your thing.
Well, I mean, most of the time, people go on the weekends. I work weekends. By the time I get off work, it's a couple hours, like an hour or two from closing, so it's really no point in me driving all the way up there.
I see you have a couple tattoos. Are we getting a Viking tattoo?
Yeah, fullback.
Really?
I plan on, yeah.
What's it going to say?
Well, it will be...
Viking Quest?
Yeah.
Well, it will be one big symbol and just a bunch of other stuff. Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to hit the mic.
You're fine.
To go around it.
You know, we got word that you did some DNA testing and that you are Scandinavian.
How'd you find out?
Dude, we got feelers everywhere.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Apparently your mom just called and told us.
Oh, come on.
I think that's funnier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? She called?
Yeah.
And Nicole, did mom just call?
Hey.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom. What's
your
name?
How are you? Pam.
Pam. Hi, Pam. You got a good Viking son here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we thought it was interesting that we had an intern with a whole Viking background.
Yeah.
Well, we do come up with names for, like, nicknames for our interns, so I feel like you should just be the Viking.
From now on, he's the Viking.
I will take it. And it is written in stone.
By the way, I still don't understand what Vikings were. Were they soldiers at the time?
No, they were pretty much Scandinavian pirates.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're just not like the Caribbean pirates. They're just the cold pirates.
Right.
In a way, yeah. Oh, in the 8th century.
All right, whatever.
Find that on the timeline.
Yeah.
All right.
8th century. 793.
Thanks, buddy. So now your Viking horn will be your call.
Sweet.
Nick to the studio. Nick to the studio.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, bud.
No
Congratulations
problem.
On your Viking lifestyle.
Thank
so
you.
Interesting to me. But
yeah.
All right. Quick break. We come back just after 9, and we're talking about something that Americans are doing that is a security risk. And quite honestly, it's bad if you lose it. We'll get into that just after 9.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You guys know we keep everything on our phones now. We've got these smartphones, and a lot of people never clear them out. Now, I have storage issues, so I have to go and delete some things every once in a while.
Do you use the cloud?
I do use the cloud, and I pay extra for extra cloud space.
Do you trust the cloud? Do you guys trust the cloud?
No.
I do.
I don't.
Nah, I really don't either.
Why?
I just think somebody can access it. Like, there's no way it's private.
Yeah, look at all these celebrities that have, like, racy photos hacked from their cloud.
Oh, but it's great because I never have to... like go get my credit card to buy something. I just click a button and it magically puts it in.
You don't feel nervous about that?
No.
Says the guy whose identity was stolen not once but twice.
No, you know what? You're right. Just steal my identity because it's easier for me. You know.
I am all about like convenience. So I'm down with it, but I don't trust it.
Okay.
But we found a survey that said 52% of people never delete anything from their devices, and 33% of people have something on their device from at least 10 years ago.
10 years?
10 years ago. That's like when iPhones first came out.
I was going to say, are smartphones even around for 10 years?
It's like the very first picture.
Yeah. A lot of people avoid deleting anything as far as pictures and videos go, and they just simply transfer from one device to another.
Now, I will say that I have pictures on my phone that I took from different phones that just, they transfer over in my library because I like to have them on my library on my phone, like the hard drive.
I think a lot of people do that, but do you have anything on your phone that you think would be embarrassing? Because 24% of people admitted that they would be embarrassed if somebody looked through their stored photos. Well,
the majority of my photos are embarrassing.
You know, I do have, and I should probably delete it, is a picture of all my passwords for my, like, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, all that stuff is on in picture form, so.
You can get a secure app.
For what?
Those passwords.
But then you need a password to get into that. I get it.
I mean, I just took a picture of it. I'm not saying it's smart. I'm saying you're probably right. I shouldn't do that. You know? If somebody stole your phone... what would they find?
Oh boy.
Huh. I'm trying to go back and look through mine now.
What about you, Nicole? If somebody stole your phone, would they find anything embarrassing or good?
No, they'd probably think I was a freak because I have so many different people's dogs on my phone.
Gorilla Deville over here.
I don't think I have anything embarrassing for me. I think I have embarrassing pictures of people. Like other people.
704 just texted in and said, I still got pictures on my phone that I've been transferring from my very first phone, Nokia, my very first Nokia phone in 1997.
Wow.
I didn't know that phones could take pictures back in 97. I guess.
Have something on my phone from 2000.
A lot of my photos are like food or my dog, or it's me taking 50 photos of one thing. You know what I'm saying?
To try and get the right picture that you didn't delete.
That's what I really need to do. Just go in and clean up all my duplicates. I wish there was like an app that knows it's a duplicate and just deletes it.
Agreed. Yeah.
There's a setting where you can get rid of your duplicates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
It's somewhere. Somebody showed me. But we'd love to hear from you guys. You can text, DM us at the MRL show, or call us, text 704-570-9595. If someone got a hold of your phone, and be honest, you can call in anonymously too, like what would you be most afraid that they find?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.